would love to, you know, hang out with Big Fatty all night long because he was just an amazing guy.
Well, I thought it was awfully big of him to get out of the sling for a few hours to meet the listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, they evidently, IML has had a different hotel than it normally is this year.
No, it goes back and forth between the Hyatt and the Palmer House.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that. I thought it was always at the Palmer House.
No, I think they do every other year.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I thought it was awfully big of him to get out of the sling.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And if I can reach my calendar, I will tell you that this is episode, 372 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of July, 2009. Coming up on direct... Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Yo, what is it with the Fat One? Big Fatty, you just can't talk worth a tinka's damn. Not worth a tinka's damn, Big Fatty. That's going to be the title of today's show, y'all. Not worth a tinker's damn. But, y'all, a couple of things that I want to discuss with you today, and the first one is, now, tomorrow, which is Thursday, Friday, and next Monday, Big Fatty is going to be playing his episodes of the Pride 48 during the final hour. I've broken it down into 20-minute shows. So you'll get to hear those on Thursday, Friday, and next Monday. And that is going to be because Big Fatty is going to the Atlanta to clear his throat. And to, go over and have a hat-a-thon. Because Big Fatty has two younger brothers. I think I've mentioned this before. Has two younger brothers, and you know, they are 3 and 6 years younger than Big Fatty. And when Big Fatty turned 50 3 years ago, boy, did Big Fatty catch shit. And you're ancient. Let me get you a wheelchair. Well, y'all, all I can say is, before you do something like that to a relative or a friend, just remember, payback is hell. And y'all, everybody gave me shit when I turned 50. But I'm going to tell you what, it is going to be fantastic watching all these other fuckers turn 50. And, you know, once you hit 50, you're not going to give somebody shit for turning 60, you know. Oh no! I'll be there soon enough. Oh, Brett Crowdy, we won't ever do that again. But y'all, they're showing Lance Armstrong on the television machine, and they've got some sort of funky helmets. Oh, that make him look like some kind of speed racer or something. I don't know what it is, but it was a little funky. y'all, what is it with the Flemmy? Anyway, so Thursday, Friday, and Monday, you'll hear 20-minute segments of the final show of Big Fatty's appearance on the Pride 48. And once again, I want to just say thank you once again to that John Ong, y'all, because, y'all, he gave up his final hour during Pride 48 so that Big Fatty could be on the air. And I want to remind you once again also that if you have any complaints about Pride 48, you can just send those to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And just put a little notation on there, Pride 48 complaints / interstitials. anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show was that John Michael Hawkins, who does that daily purge that comes out once a week, maybe. And he was on there with the chairman of the board, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, y'all. And I did not get to meet Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo when I was in the Chicago's during the IMLs, but I did get to meet the John Michael Haas. And y'all, just as sweet as he could be. And other people that I got to meet included Tom and Terry. You've heard me mention Tom and Terry that live in the Chicago's. Y'all, they came out and they were right there, Johnny on the spot, to make sure that Big Fatty's beverage did not go unfilled. And y'all, today is a very special day for them. This is Wednesday the 8th. You know, a lot of people get mixed up on when the 8th of July is, but you know, Tom and Terry never get mixed up when the 8th of July is, and that's because today is their anniversarium, y'all. And Brad Pratty, how do you know that? Well, a little bird mentioned that to me, and by a little bird, I mean...
It's checkerboard time!
And y'all, if I'm going to be accused of stealing stuff, I might as well just fucking steal it. So anyway, so happy 14th anniversary to Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago, y'all. Evidently, they met in a sex club, and Terry of that group, they've been together for 14 years, and Terry to this day says that these are the six happiest years of his life. anyway, and so we want to send out a big hoot nanny hello to them, and you know, y'all get out there and get in the sling tonight or something, and Black Friday. Wishes them a very hoot nanny thing. And y'all, why don't you just they have several places, y'all.
Thurston, where shall we spend our 14th anniversary? Shall we stay at the place at the shore, or shall we go to the place in town, or shall we go to our place in Palm Springs?
Y'all, I don't care where you go, but just get dirty. Dirty. Big Fatty will be happy if you get dirty. So, anyway. y'all, I was reading the newspaper today. Oh, by the way, and yesterday, Tuesday, which was the 7th of July, was Derek and Nessa's birthday. And y'all, not birthday, is their anniversarium. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what, I have a feeling that they probably went to the casino. If Derek was smart, he would have taken Nessa to the casino, because, you know, she loves to go to the casino, y'all. And but Derek probably didn't. He probably didn't even fucking remember it was the anniversarium. So, you know, but that's how he do. That is how he do, y'all. I was reading the newspaper today, and y'all, can you get, by the way, the CBS Evening News with that Catherine Couric is on right now. But can you guess, and they're showing the funerarium, y'all, I'm just glad it's over. It's over. I'm just glad it's over. Oh, my gosh, Maria Shriver is crying. I don't know why. I think that was Maria Shriver. I don't know. But y'all, can you guess what the number two largest, the nation's second largest employer is? Can you guess who the nation's second largest employer is? In fact, let me just give you a moment to think about it. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, did you figure it out? Y'all, I gotta tell you something. Big Fatty has pulled a sneaky one over on you, because while y'all were thinking of the answer to that question, Big Fatty has had a visit by Miss Porter, and he has shaved Big Fatty's head, and Big Fatty has had a giant dump in Miss West's honor. And y'all, it's just been, and all that coverage of the Michael Jackson funeral is on and gone. But y'all, did you guess that the United States Post Office is the nation's second largest employer? And now I don't know if the Walmart or if the military is the first, but I don't know. I don't know if this is the second largest employer. I don't know if that's just national, you know, government stuff or what. But, you know, I thought the Walmart would be up there. Anyway, that's what I read in the paper today. Big Fatty, you read all kinds of things in the paper. Y'all, let's do this. Make a wish. Y'all, Big Fatty went to the post office and he had a package there, and I had a postcard also, and y'all, the postcard is from the one and only DQ Rick, and it says, "Dear Big Fatty, just wanted to drop you a line to tell you how much I enjoy listening to your show, Ruined, Trainwreck, and all. Keep the shows coming, DQ Rick." And y'all, on the front of the card, it is a picture of DQ Rick sitting in the Blue Angels airplane. And it says, "Have a wild ride with DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy." And y'all, I don't know if that's if that has been photoshopped or not, but you know, there he is, y'all, DQ Rick sitting in the Thunderbird airplane. So, but y'all, there was a package there also, and y'all, it kills me because it is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the Mitcham, Victoria, Australia. And is it Victoria? I don't know. And it says, "Open on or before August 10th, happy birthday." And y'all, if it's a birthday present, I want to wait, but I want to open it, so I think I'm going to wait. I'm just going to leave it sitting here for a month, and I'm going to wait and open it when the birthday comes around. Y'all, speaking of birthdays, and so, Straight Bob, I've received your package, but I'm going to wait until the birthday to open it, because that's how boyfriends should do. They should wait until the actual birthday, so it would be a special day surprise, Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, speaking of birthdays, y'all, the Super Bee is having a birthday. I don't know exactly the day, but it's coming up this time period, I believe, when the fat one is going to be in the Atlantas. Yeah, which reminds me, I need to call Frank in Atlanta. But y'all, I'm not gonna have a Hoot Nanny meet and greet over there, just because I'm gonna have to be doing the hat thing. So those of you in the Atlanta, we'll have to put a Hoot Nanny together on another trip. But it's just not gonna work itself out for that to happen. Did I thank DQ Rick for sending the postcard? Thank you, DQ Rick. But it's just not gonna happen. Y'all, these fucking 10-hour days, I'm gonna tell you something. They are fucking killing all of us. Larry Cly on Tuesday went to the dentist, and about 5:30 this afternoon, he says, "Remember last week when I went to the dentist?" Because y'all, it felt like it had been a fucking week since he went to the dentist this morning. Y'all, they just drag and drag and drag. And I know, I know some of you work longer hours than that. In fact, somebody wrote to me and said, Big Fatty, I've been working 12 hours. So, anyway, and y'all, I have received an e-letter from the Teresa out there in the Seattles, whose birthday was Monday, and Big Fatty forgot. Just forgot it, y'all. Speaking of forgetting, did you hear Archer's show on Tuesday? He forgot to play the he forgot to include the phone call on it, and it was like, oh, let me just talk to the dead air. Oh, well, thank you very much for calling. Yes. And so I went over to his website and I wrote down ruined. And he goes, why is it ruined? And y'all, then I had to tell him why it was ruined. So, you know. But Teresa out there in the Seattles wrote to Big Fatty and says, Big Fatty, I just listened to today's show. Thanks for the birthday wishes. I didn't even know that you knew it was my birthday, so I won't get my ass out of joint. Well, thank God, because y'all, when Teresa in the Seattles gets her ass out of joint, look out. And I thought that your ringtones were only for the iNatter. And y'all, I don't know if the ringtones work on phones other than the iNatter, but anyway, if you would like to try them on your phone, you know, just feel free to ask for them. And y'all, I tried to send the naked pictures of Braden to Tom up there in the Chicago's, but it was rejected. It was rejected, y'all. I don't know why, because he had requested them. So anyway, but I sent her the I sent Teresa the ringtone. She wanted the Fat Cave one and the one with the theme song, and she says, it's the least you can do since you forgot my birthday. So, well, Teresa, there you have it. And y'all, now, remember, Wednesday night, tonight, are the big balls. And you can see that on the Wipeout on the ABC. And y'all, I know, it's big ball fever. You've got the big ball fever. You've all got the big ball fever. I know you do. And Thursday night is the debut of the, what is it called? It is of the Big Brother. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty just is forgetful. Oh, Lordy. Y'all, did I tell you I found a can of Spam in the cup board, and y'all, I fried it up, and it was so salty and delicious. Oh, my God. Y'all, do you ever just now I know Freddie does. I know Perfetti does. I'm sure he loves him a Spam sandwich or a fried bologna sandwich. Y'all, have you ever had a fried bologna sandwich and just burn it? Y'all, fried bologna isn't worth eating if it's not burnt black. Because, you know, that's just how you do it. That's just how you do it. Y'all, I've got a couple other e-letters here. Let's see what we've got here. Y'all, I have been reminded by someone in the woodland. Oh, dear Gussie. I've been reminded by someone who lives in Woodland Hills who will go unnamed that Dana Point is closer to Miss West down in San Diego, and 44 miles in L.A. traffic is akin to 144 miles out in Bumfuck where Big Fatty lives, and that kimonos are Japanese and not Chinese, and that I'm a twat. Now, I'm not going to tell you who that is, but I'm going to let you guess. And y'all, I hope that you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Pride 48 shows coming up over the next 3 days. And I'll be back with all kinds of great stuff on Tuesday if I can remember to...
Well, I thought it was awfully big of him to get out of the slings.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.